All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. And I want to take this time out to wish all of you fine folks out there a happy and healthy and prosperous 2017. Now, we are set to embark on the final week of the regular season in the National Football League, and it has been a very interesting season so far. We've seen the reemergence of the Dallas Cowboys in the NFC East. We've seen the steady eddies in the AFC, such as the Pittsburgh Steelers and New England Patriots. And as the playoffs are around the corner, there are still some meaningful games on tap for the final week of the regular season. And with that said, here are my picks for week number 17 in the NFL campaign. Now, in the AFC North, you are going to have the 8-7 Baltimore Ravens traveling to Paul Brown Stadium to take on the 5-9-1 Cincinnati Bengals. Now, both of these teams are out of playoff contention, but I guarantee you there's plenty on the line in this one. Why? There is no love lost between the Ravens and Bengals, and Baltimore is looking to finish with a winning record after a struggle in 2015. I look for the Ravens to try to put behind them their heartbreaking loss that they suffered last week against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they are going up against a Cincinnati Bengals team that is going to basically let it all hang out as they are trying to get their sixth victory of the season. This will be more than likely the final game of the future Hall of Fame career of wide receiver Steve Smith Sr. for the Baltimore Ravens, and I guarantee you he wants to go out there and put on a show in what could be his last contest. Thus, I'm going to take Baltimore on the road in this one by the score of 23-20. Now, in the AFC South, you are going to have the 9-6 Houston Texans taking on the 8-7 Tennessee Titans. A week ago, this looked like it was going to be the de facto AFC South championship game, but when Titans quarterback Marcus Mariota suffered a fractured fibula last week against the Jacksonville Jaguars, it eliminated the Tennessee Titans from playoff contention as they went on to lose that contest. You look at Houston right now, and they still have some questions at the quarterback position heading into the postseason. More than likely right now, Texans head coach Bill O'Brien will go with Tom Savage entering the playoffs, but he wants to try to get him some more reps and prop him up. You look on the defensive side of the ball for the Texans, and defensive end Jadeveon Clowney is really beginning to come into his own as he is finally healthy. Tennessee can still run the football effectively with rookie running back Derrick Henry as well as veteran running back DeMarco Murray, but it's going to be tough without the services of Mariota. Thus, I'm going to take Houston on the road by the score of 23-16. Now, in the NFC South, you're going to have the 6-9 Carolina Panthers traveling to take on the 8-7 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Buccaneers still have a slim chance to make the postseason, but first and foremost, they need to win while they need a ton of help and then some. You're looking at a Carolina Panthers team that is just looking to finish out on a positive note as they went 15-1 last season en route to winning the NFC Championship. I look for the Panthers, who were embarrassed at home last week by the hands of the Atlanta Falcons, to come out and try to get a lot of the bad vibes that have been around this club out of them heading into 2017. Now, for Tampa Bay, they are a young team and they are still learning now how to win, even though they were able to defeat the Carolina Panthers earlier this season as they look to go for the season sweep. I'm not sure if Tampa's going to be up for the challenge at home. Thus, I'm going to take Carolina by the score of 30-24. Now, in the AFC South, you're going to have the 3-12 Jacksonville Jaguars traveling to take on the 7-8 Indianapolis Colts. It's been an up and down season for the Colts as they are looking to finish at 500, while Jacksonville is looking to head into the offseason with a two-game winning streak. Blake Bortles will be under center for Jacksonville in this contest in what could be his final game as the Jaguars starting quarterback, especially with the head coaching change that is expected to be made in 2017. You look at the Colts, Andrew Luck has been a solid quarterback for this team, but as always, they don't have a lot of help around him. But Indy is at home. Jacksonville will play tough in this one, but I'm going to take Indianapolis at home by the score of 24-20. Now you're going to have the 13-2 New England Patriots traveling to Miami to take on the 10-5 Dolphins. The Patriots come into this game favored by 9.5 points, and they know that a victory here will secure home field advantage throughout the AFC playoffs. This is very important for the Patriots. Why? Because they were 12-2 last year heading into their final two games of the season, and they lost, and subsequently they lost out an opportunity to secure home field advantage, and they had to go to Denver for the AFC championship game as opposed to hosting it at Foxborough. Now you look at this Miami Dolphins team. They began this year 1-4 before they reeled off 9 victories in their last 10 games, and because of that they are heading to the postseason for the first time since 2007. You look at that ferocious Dolphins defensive line led by Cameron Wake and Ndamukong Suh, and they are going to put plenty of stress on this Patriots offensive line and quarterback Tom Brady. But when you look at this Patriots offense, it's basically pick your poison. It's who are you going to stop? Because New England has so many options in both the passing and running games, they like to put a ton of stress on opposing defenses. Now, a loss by the Oakland Raiders tomorrow will give the Patriots home field advantage, but I don't think Bill Belichick is leaving it up to chance, and I'm going to take New England on the road in this one by the score of 27-23. Now, it's going to be the 3-12 Chicago Bears traveling to US Bank Stadium to take on the 7-8 Minnesota Vikings. And for Minnesota, what can you say? They began this year 5-0 despite of all the injuries, but it has really come apart for them in the second half of the season, and they are just hopeful to finish at 500. For the Chicago Bears, it's been a bad season since the jump, and hopefully, if you're head coach John Fox, you hope that some of the young guys were able to get enough reps where they can contribute in 2017. But I'll tell you right now for the Bears, this is a team that they've competed throughout, and guys are fighting for jobs for next season, and I think they're going to go out there and once again put it all on the line against the Vikings. But I look for this Vikings team, mainly the Vikings defense, to really step up and put their stamp on what has been a disappointing season for them after their solid start. The Bears won't go away, but I'm going to take Minnesota at home by the score of 23-17. Now, at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, you're going to have the 7-8 Buffalo Bills traveling to take on the 4-11 New York Jets. Both of these teams came into 2016 with very high hopes, but once again, they are going to be watching the postseason at home. And for Buffalo, it is the longest current streak in the NFL, as you have to go back to the 1999 season to find the last time that the Bills made the playoffs. Rex Ryan was fired earlier this week as the head coach of the Buffalo Bills, while Tyrod Taylor was benched, and it's going to be EJ Manuel under center for Buffalo tomorrow. For the Jets, it's been a quarterback carousel all season long, but it looks like Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to get one more start as gangrene starting quarterback. The Jets have lacked discipline all season long, as have the Buffalo Bills. And I'll tell you right now, whoever wins this game more than likely will win it by accident. I'm going to take Buffalo in this one by the score of 30-17. Now you're going to have the 13-2 Dallas Cowboys traveling to the city of brotherly love to take on the 6-9 Philadelphia Eagles. Philly comes into this game favored by 5.5 points due to the fact that Dallas has already secured home field advantage throughout the NFC playoffs, and more than likely I don't see their starters playing a ton in this contest. Now for Philadelphia and their rookie quarterback Carson Wentz, he, as well as the rest of his team, they're looking to finish on a strong start after a very positive first season for Philadelphia under their first-year head coach, Doug Peterson. I think the Eagles are able to take advantage of Dallas's second stringers. Thus, I'm going to take Philly in this one by the score of 30-23. Now at Heinz Field in Pittsburgh, you're going to have the 10-5 Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the 1-14 Cleveland Browns. Cleveland was finally able to get off of the schneid last week when they knocked off the San Diego Chargers at home on Christmas Eve. I know that Pittsburgh has already clinched the AFC North. I know that they are locked into that 3 seed, and I also know that quarterback Ben Roethlisberger is not going to play in this game. But it's still the Browns, and it's still the Steelers. Thus, I'm going to take Pittsburgh at home by the score of 34 8-13. They're going to have the 7-8 New Orleans Saints traveling to the Georgia Dome to take on the 10-5 Atlanta Falcons. Atlanta comes into this game favored by 7.5 over New Orleans, and they have plenty to play for due to the fact that a victory right here for the Falcons gives them a first-round bye heading into the postseason. You look at two of the better passing quarterbacks in the NFL, and I'm talking about Drew Brees for New Orleans and Matt Ryan for Atlanta. And I guarantee you the points are going to be up and up and up and flying around in this contest. The last team with the football more than likely wins. Atlanta has plenty to play for. Thus, I'm going to take the Falcons by the score of 34-31. Now, at FedEx Field in Landover, Maryland, you're going to have the 10-5 New York Giants traveling to take on the 8-6-1 Washington Redskins. Washington comes into this game favored by 7.5 points over Big Blue, as the Giants have already clinched a playoff berth and they are locked in to that fifth seed, but at the same time, they want to go into the playoffs with some type of momentum, especially on the offensive side of the ball, as they lost in week 16 on the road against the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, earlier this season, these two teams did meet at MetLife Stadium, and it was Washington that came away with the victory, as they were looking to not only sweep the Giants, but sneak into the postseason. A victory right here by Washington, coupled with a loss either by the Detroit Lions or Green Bay Packers, will put Washington into the postseason. So it's going to be interesting to see how much of a fight that the Giants put up in this one, or will they rest their guys? Either way, I'm going to take Washington at home by the score of 31-24. Now, at the Coliseum in Los Angeles, you're going to have the 6-8-1 Arizona Cardinals traveling to take on the 4-11 Los Angeles Rams. And after the Rams began this year with a record of 3-1, it has been downhill for them, and there isn't a lot of optimism around this club heading into 2017. Now, for the Arizona Cardinals, they were expecting to contend for the Super Bowl early on, but things really unraveled, and they are looking to finish on a positive note. I think these are two different organizations that are heading in opposite directions, and because of that, I'm going to take the Cardinals right now because they are better poised to get the victory over the Rams by the score of 31-16. Now, you're going to have the 12-3 Oakland Raiders traveling to Denver to take on the 8-7 Broncos. Now, the defending Super Bowl champions will miss the postseason as they are looking to retool heading into the offseason, while the Raiders are simply trying to keep it together. They had the look of a Super Bowl contender heading into Week 16, but unfortunately for Oakland, starting quarterback Derek Carr suffered a fractured fibula, which will more than likely put him on the shelf for the remainder of the year, barring the Raiders getting to the Super Bowl. Now, it's going to be up to quarterback Matt McGloin to keep the ship afloat for the Raiders, and he still has plenty of talent around him on the offensive side of the ball with wide receivers Michael Crabtree and Amari Cooper. It's just a matter of him going out there and playing his game and not trying to do too much while everybody else stepping up around him. It's been a disappointing season for the Denver Broncos, and they want to go out on a positive note, and I think this defense led by coordinator Wade Phillips is going to pin their ears back and come after McGloin, and because of that, I will take Denver at home by the score of 26-16. Now, you're going to have the 11-4 Kansas City Chiefs traveling to San Diego to take on the 5-10 Chargers, and there's plenty on the line in this one, as this possibly could be the Chargers' last game within the city of San Diego. While for Kansas City, a victory over the Chargers coupled with a Raiders loss gives the Chiefs the AFC West title along with a first round bye heading into the postseason. Now, you look at the injuries that Kansas City has dealt with all season long, but under the guidance of head coach Andy Reid, they have found a way to keep it together. You look at quarterback Alex Smith, who is playing with a ton of confidence. You have a defense that is lights out, and on top of that, Kansas City has the ability to run the football. On the flip side for San Diego, they have not met a game this season where they could not blow their opportunity to win. I don't think that changes tomorrow. Thus, I'm going to take KC on the road by the score of 34-20. Now, at Levi Stadium in Santa Clara, you're going to have the 9-5-1 Seattle Seahawks traveling to take on the 2-13 San Francisco 49ers. Seattle comes into this game favored by 8.5 points as they are looking to get back on track after they suffered a heartbreaking home defeat on Christmas Eve to the Arizona Cardinals. Also, the Seahawks ought to know that they still have an outside shot to get a first-round bye in the playoffs, so there is plenty to play for. for the 49ers. Things have not gone good for them all season long, unless when they play the Los Angeles Rams. They are not playing the Rams tomorrow. Thus, I'm going to take Seattle by the score of 37-16. And finally, on Sunday Night Football, you are going to have the de facto NFC North title game, as you're going to have the 9-6 Green Bay Packers traveling to take on the 9-6 Detroit Lions. Now, in all of the years that the NFC North has been around, and this division goes back to 2002, the Lions are the only team within that division never to finish in first place. These two teams did meet earlier this season at Lambeau Field, and Green Bay jumped out to the big lead, and it looked like they were set to run away with the contest before the Lions put together a furious comeback and fell just short of the victory. But the one good thing that the Lions have going for them is that they are 6-1 at home this season. I look at this Lions defense, they have to find a way to put some pressure on Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers and make him uncomfortable. But it is easier said than done, because Mr. Rodgers is a very cool customer. But you look right now, the Packers are running the football effectively with wide receiver converted to running back Ty Montgomery, and this defense under Dom Capers is really beginning to get their sea legs at the right time. Typically, Detroit finds a way to lose these games, while Green Bay typically finds a way to win. I think that trend continues tomorrow night, and I'm going to take the Packers on the road to win the NFC North by the score of 27-23. So those are my picks for tomorrow in week number 17 in the National Football League. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets, and you can check out all of the fun and excitement next summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports, and like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the day's action from the final week of the regular season and the NFL. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, have a wonderful night, and a very happy, safe, and healthy 2017.